All right, everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Super Freak. I'm your host, Tally, and we're going to talk about phases of integration and recalibration specifically related to spiritual detox. So those of you who have had sessions with me or classes know that I talk a lot about spiritual detox, and I send you information on what to expect. And here's a little recap of what that can look like for you, just to touch base on this, because body literacy and integration into the body is absolutely critical. There are some questions that came in that were very good that I will answer at the end of this cast, specifically related to the body and patterns of the body. And I have a workbook coming out on the energetics and the frequency distortion patterns behind certain illnesses. I've been working on it for a little while, so I'm actually really excited to be sharing that with you soon. So a spiritual detox looks very different. It's essentially the contraction after the expansion. So when we're clearing these patterns at the level that we're clearing them, which is beyond the fourth dimensional space-time limitation, right? The linearity that we agree to when we come here, we're clearing beyond that veil. So it happens very fast. It's instantaneous at that level. Then it has to actually ripple, right? That wave, that collapsing of that wave function, the effects of that needs to ripple through into present time, into this level of physicality, meaning it has to ripple through all the planes of the body. And most of us have not gone into our body in a deep enough way to clear out a lot of the trauma, the emotional withholding, the hypervigilance, all those strategies that we created to keep ourselves safe throughout the years until we actually, or let's say we have to a certain degree, we've done superficial level clearings, right? Whether or not it's yoga, or we've been in talk therapy for a while and we've done some somatic experiencing, or let's say you've been in body intelligence practices for, let's say, a decade, but there hasn't been enough of the spiritual work at a deep enough level to integrate these two things. This is what quantum psychosomatic potentiality is. This is essentially at the heart of it, is getting into very, very deep levels, clearing at blueprint, clearing at your soul blueprint and beyond level, the inception point of when these patterns were created from eternity to eternity, from every lifetime you've ever had, because there is no separation. Okay, there's a trillion different, you know, many worlds in terms of the many world series. There's loads of you being experienced in multi dimensions at once. You're putting your awareness on this reality now. So whatever you focus on right now, you're going to become aware of, just through intention, of when the inception point of that pattern was created. So when we clear at that level, you have to actually start to do the deeper work within the body. So the psychosomatic aspect. And there's two different ways that we do that. We do that through DNA, your physical DNA recoding, because DNA can be rewritten. That's just facts. That's science. That's hard science now. That our DNA is not fixed. We're not the victim of our genes. That these things can be rewritten, and then our gene expression can change. Then there's another layer of the mitochondria and the fascia. The mitochondria is essentially a physical interpretation of energy. It's an instant energy creation. It's almost like quantum DNA, but in a physical way, in addition to the blueprint quantum DNA, the coding stuff, the IP work that we do, your blueprint work that has all those algorithms that have created you. The multidimensional aspect of you would be, let's say, your quantum DNA, but that's very much expressed through the mitochondria. The way that communicates is through this fourth state of matter, plasma fascia intelligence. And so it all works together really, really beautifully. And it's kind of this advanced intelligent system. And whether or not you're doing fascia release or AMA therapy, which is essentially using Chinese acupuncture meridian lines to release trauma in the body, to integrate and release patterns in the body, or you're doing other types of somatic experiencing or work, it's important to be able to have some type of body practice. And you don't have to do any of these additional things to integrate the work into the body. You can be in nature, you could walk, you can do cold exposure, you know, saunas, hot baths. Hot salt baths are about the fastest way to integrate and clear than you can imagine, because it's water. Now, water intelligence is essentially the water metabolism system. So you're looking at thing, you know, moving and circulating through the blood, through the lungs. Another way to look at fascia and intelligence throughout the body would be through water systems. That's why water is very, very, really, really accelerating. And if you can get into like salt water and create and simulate almost like a natural salt water in nature experience in your house, then it's fantastic. I didn't have baths for a really long time when I was traveling, so I would just do what I could with what I had available to me. But essentially, you want to be able to integrate the work that you're doing at frequency level into the body. And if you are fearful, controlled, or controlling, meaning you've created a lot of strategies to keep yourself safe over the years, typically this is a trauma response, okay? You're in a complex PTSD response or a state of functional freeze by way of constantly doing, then the patterns will probably get heavier for you because there's a lot of emotional body backup. So when the emotional body gets backed up, what that actually looks like is you might have pain in your liver. You might be physically sick a lot. You might have a lot of skin issues. You might feel, you might get a lot of headaches. There might be a lot of like dips or big swings in mood and emotion, like feeling very behind time, very depressed, or extremely anxious, or feelings of despair. I know this doesn't sound very inspiring, and it's a really hard thing to experience, but that is a good thing. That's your body essentially purging out. It's telling you, right, to listen to what is happening here. So if you're out of coherence or in an inauthentic experience, then the body is going to show that. And it's going to show you that by saying, hey, I need some help here. And that will look like depression, anxiety, fibromyalgia, you know, different types of way the body protests and tries to get your attention. So you might have emotional swings, you might have headaches, you might be very fatigued, you might have a tremendous amount of energy, you might experience no detox. All of that is fantastic, but these things are all symptoms of how you know that the work is working. And for a very long time, I didn't kind of see anything or feel anything when I was in any type of deeper spiritual work. I would kind of feel really excited and maybe energized by stuff, or I would feel very like heavy. So I'd feel the emotional effects of the work happening because I'd have these big expansions and then these big drops because there wasn't enough integration education at the time. So I have been asking, you know, for some, let's say, structure around the phases of integration recalibration, how to collapse the integration process, what that actually looks like, what the mechanics of that is. And it finally kind of all started to come together with me the more body work I've gotten into recently within myself. So to back up a little bit, our cells regenerate, okay, every 6 months. Our full cellular DNA, let's say, kind of clearing of the cache and regenerating themselves happens every 6 months. And about, well, I'll say 70% of our DNA regenerates every 6 months. The balance 15%, or let's say 20%, I think it's 80%, excuse me. So 80% of our DNA regenerates every 6 months. The balance 15% integrates and regenerates every 3 to 5 years. And then the balance 5% takes up to 7 years to regenerate. So now apply that same sequence to clearing frequency work, right? Now we're clearing a shit ton of work at a very accelerated rate at the quantum level. The practice of integrating and moving it through the body is through consistent frequency work because I'm constantly resetting your nervous systems after every session, constantly getting you guys to move new intelligence through the nervous system. That's why I'm saying please get into nature, please put really good food in your body, you know, rest, take care of yourselves because the frequency of nature is basically a magnifier for the zero point. It's always present. It's always brilliant and knows what it is. So when you're moving into nature and getting into nature and doing different levels of kinds of body work, whatever you can, you can support yourself with, whether or not that's stretching, fantastic. You can find free somatic stuff online, and I'll be offering a lot of this kind of stuff coming down the pike. So just hang in there. It's all going to be available in the Healers Hub. So in terms of like practices you can do to just get into the body, quick 15-minute stuff in the morning, that kind of thing. So we're clearing a shit ton of stuff at the quantum level. And then I'm constantly moving through this like entrainment process through the body, right? Moving that intelligence through the body, freeing up more space, So those who have been with me for a couple of years, right, typically end up kind of going on their own because there's this deep integration period and or they're ready to kind of fly, right? They're ready to fly on their own. And then there's like a new level that they reach and then they kind of come back in for a jump, for another jump off point, and then another cleanup, another period of reflection, guidance, et cetera. And this is, so just check where you are within these particular phases as we move through this. So for those of you who are kind of feeling like the work is happening really slow, or you've been doing a lot of work but not really seeing the results, I would like to invite you to hang in there, because this is where a lot of people want to quit when they're at this really intense, crazy crossroad of feeling like, fuck man, I don't know, I've been doing all the things and I'm not feeling like my life is getting any better. In fact, I feel like it's getting worse. So right before these big jump off point, these big like shooting out of a rocket moment, you have incredible levels of contraction and constriction because the body doesn't know what to be other than what it's been. It doesn't know, right? It's just this, I mean, I heard something recently that was kind of amazing. And it's like, you can fight the body all you want, but the body knows how to win, right? So you can kind of let go or get dragged kind of thing. The idea from moving from being mind-led to body-led is the mastery of being in a body. It's like, this is what I talk about, where you have to bring the body with you. And believe me, no one knows that more than me, because I have fucked off the body more than anybody for a very long time. And I have been humbled deeply over the course of my awakening journey since well before I got sober 15 years ago. And I mean, I've been on this journey for a very, very, very long time. And I've had a lot of moments where I was like, yeah, man, this shit just sucks. This doesn't feel like it. The math is mathing kind of at all. And I'm always given reasons as to why later. You know, I get the why and the reasoning and the dot connecting later. But inevitably, that wisdom or that awareness or that integration always comes when I bring things down to a very, very basic form. I like kind of chop wood, carry water kind of vibe. Like, thank my food, thank the body, keep my place extremely tidy. You know, I anchor into very simple, mundane moments. And I find that whenever I honor the body and I go deeper into the body and I prioritize body integration, that it all starts to come together. And I will listen to a lot of my own stuff sometimes if I just feel like I need some clarity to come back to center. So if you're in this place where you feel like like life is getting harder for you, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Like, don't give up, keep going, because that momentum is right there. You're just right there to break through that next layer and move into a deeper expression of yourself. So if you can do it, consider getting, you know, a little bit deeper body work. And again, jump into the Healers Hub. I've got a lot of tools in there. It's a growing community. It's monthly live calls, plus all this information and education to help you understand how you are creating your reality and understand soul agreement. So you have the body is working twofold, right? You've got generational information that you're kind of working against here. And then you also have all these soul contracts and soul family stuff that you're working against. So we have come here to learn and master physicality. And we're multidimensional beings. Many of you are very advanced beings coming into this form going, how the hell do I navigate this reality with all of this access to this intelligence, but I can't push it through. Like, it's too dense here and it's too slow. And I hear you. And that is the question I asked. Like, why does it have to take up to 7 years? Everything is always a 7-year cycle, right? Like Pluto going into whatever in 7-year cycles, or this one goes direct from being retrograde after 7 years. It's because that's the cellular regeneration process of when the cells completely turn over. So you've got the DNA, which is your bloodline, and then you've got all this ancestral information and all this collective intelligence that's in the mitochondria and then your own fascia in addition to the DNA. So there's a lot of information that's in your body. So those of you guys who want to expand and get more knowledge, you have to go into the body and it's a remembering. So information gets revealed the more you create space for who you are. So here is how you can actually collapse the detox process. First, understand what phase you're in. So let's get into that now. So the information that kind of revealed itself, and I'll say that it's not necessarily a download. These are more about uploads and like you're entering into a version of yourself. So that information has already been there. You can just receive it now. Your receiver, right? Because we're all transmitting all the time. We're receiving and recalibrating information and then transporting that information out to the world, right? We're just one big feedback loop. That information has always been there. The information for everything you could ever want to know about anything from eternity to eternity is in your records. It's in your DNA. It's in your body. And when we make more space for the intelligence of who we are, that information reveals itself automatically. It just becomes available. So finally, this information, because again, it also becomes available if you ask a different set of questions. So I have been asking for a while how I can help everyone mitigate detox and shorten the process and help the cells remember that they're infinite so we don't have to feel so much, and how we can actually regenerate the cells quicker and faster. Can it be shorter than, you know, like this full 7-year cycle? And so here's the information that I got so far, and then I'll kind of share with you with some new insights. So the first phase, which you guys all know, is this disruption phase. This is the trigger phase. This is all about energetic shifts. These are like catalyzing moments. This is the expansion or the deep clearing phase caused by old systems that are destabilized. So this is the destabilizing of old patterns. So this is why I talk about catalyzing momentum. You're going to see this in the disruption phase. So for those of you who are newer to work and you start to see these big shifts, you're moving into this like catalyzing disruption phase, like shaking a snow globe, and then all of that information needs to resequence, right? And then these are either big realizations, this is this catalyzing frequency work stage, and then you kind of move through these baby breakthroughs and you're working through like these superficial subtle layers. People who are getting energy work done on the body and working on the field, that's really helpful. It's calibrating their field in the now. Again, some people can actually access deeper multidimensional information while they're doing a level of like kind of a Reiki style body work. But again, it just depends on what the three C's are, right? Which we've talked about this before, where your consciousness is stationed, your contracts, and then your own individual kind of code X for or sequencing what you can access, what you came here to do, what's unique to you, and what you're here to share with the world in addition to just falling madly in love with yourself and having an epic life and living more joy. The next phase is the oscillation phase. Most of you guys are in the oscillation phase where it's kind of this push and pull. This is why I was like, please stay consistent with it. Just whatever you can do to stay consistent with the work, whether or not it's re-listening to podcasts, absorbing the free content, downloading the freebie stuff, getting into what you can afford, like really just keep with it. Because if you're in, most of you move between the disruption and the awesome oscillation phase, and you don't get into the third phase, which is the stabilization integration phase. But the oscillation phase looks like you're cycling between higher frequency embodiment and old emotional debris kind of surfacing. The body and the energy field are trying to synchronize with a new operating system, and it's causing a lot of disruption. So again, this is why I'm like, you know, whatever you can do to kind of help that oscillation phase repixelate, that's your repixelation phase. So just know you're in between disruption and oscillation kind of all the time. Where you want to cycle and what's going to help you shrink that period of time, at least specifically is helping the cells, is the stabilization and integration phase. I'm going to talk about the gut in a minute. So because the gut is the key, okay, this power source, the meridian with the solar plexus, and really focusing on the gut is kind of the key to shrinking all of this. It's the master stroke. And I didn't kind of get that until kind of recent awareness. I was like, oh, wait, I knew the gut was important and I knew digestion was important and that the way we digest, quite literally, information, that process of digestion is exactly Fibonacci. Like the entire way, everything is spirals in our body, right? But our intestines specifically is like very much a spiral, and it's completely based on Fibonacci sequencing. And if you look at solar as like the sun, it's essentially like, again, the consciousness coming in for me now, it's like that is very, 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 very important. I can't express this enough. Putting clean food in your body and focusing on the gut, which I'll get to in a second, is kind of the key to shrinking all of this. Turns out that it's all physical. And I'll share with you a story just as a side story before we get into the stabilization phase and I talk about the gut. But I reached another kind of level within myself where I was like, okay, like, is this all there is kind of thing? There's gotta be more, right? Like what is this new layer that I'm in within myself? And I've kind of found myself being really frustrated. And that's why I was like, okay, well, I'm going to have to go back into some basics and create a new foundation for myself. So again, my time that I've spent in Asia was always about keeping things extremely simple, down to the point where, you know, when I was doing, you know, 21 day Vipassana silent meditation retreats, I would be given, you know, a bar of soap and a toothbrush to clean the entire, you know, 2000 stairs that led to this golden temple that we all meditated in. And it was like every single tile needed to be cleaned by hand. There was no like machinery. There wasn't a crew. All the people who were doing the meditation practice in silence for this period of time were charged and tasked with our seva. We needed to give back to the place that has been holding us. And we were literally given a toothbrush and a bar of soap. And that's what we were using to clean. And when you got deeply present in the work that you were doing, you kind of got over yourself a little bit. And in a way, I did that with my environment that I'm in now, is I brought things down to a micro level and got very, very present to the work that I was doing and how I was cleaning and how I was interacting with my environment, and allowed myself to kind of get out of my own way and realized that I was so focused on overriding my own system and working on very fast and very quick methodologies. How can we move through things faster? This like kind of punked by my own concept of time kind of thing, that I dropped way, way, way more in the body. And I was like, oh, I actually need to go deeper into body work right now and body intelligence and body literacy and take a lot of my own messaging. And I was deeply, deeply humbled. And then again, all of this other information started to flow through and I was able to receive it, and it revealed itself because I was able to receive it. I had made all this more space. I had made more space in my body available for this intelligence to come in. And usually it's doing something. I'm in a presence. I got deeply present in what I was doing. That's why that information became available to me. And it's very much a Buddhist practice where, at least where I was again in Asia this time, and this has been all over Asia, but it is, I would be doing walking meditations, sitting meditations, lying meditations for hours, 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 hours on end, just back and forth, very, very, very small movements, one step in front of the other. How slow and how, you know, redundant can you be, but how present can you be? And it was this just invaluable experience to learn how to get out of your own way. And I have been in that experience with myself kind of all over again. It's like I'm rebirthing a new version of myself all over again. So when I say like, I'm definitely in this work with you guys, I'm in it too. I've had very similar questions to the questions that you've asked as well. So part of that deep presence is the stabilization phase, which is number three. So this is like kind of this full embodiment, and you guys will feel this. You'll go through these big clearing phases. You kind of go back into the disruption phase because you've entered into a new layer of yourself. And then you're moving into the oscillation phase where that snow globe has been shaken and everything is repixelating. That's what you guys have heard me say. What does repixelating actually mean? Well, when I clear out or I delete a pattern, right? And is part of, let's say, the back end of your website, the way you that website renders itself, presents itself, changes. And that's a repixelating that happens extremely quickly. So imagine zooming into a very, very, very high-res image. It takes a second for all of it to repixel so you can re-see the sharper image. That is essentially you seeing your own reflection clearly without the distortion patterns. So imagine seeing yourself as just so beautiful, how you see yourself in the center of your head. Like there's a version of you that you see, and then you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, that shit doesn't match, right? But when you are more cohered and you're resonating at a different frequency, you can look at yourself and see and love all of the parts of you and experience a completely different reflection of yourself because you don't have the, you know, the former distortion patterns that you're seeing yourself through. Those lenses have been deleted. So this integration phase is essentially when you lock into the new frequency bandwidth of yourself as a new baseline. Energy smooths out. You feel more anchored, clear, elevated, and that can happen like super fast. You can just recal, recenter yourself, boom, you feel really good and you're kind of in this new expression and you're feeling a little bit more anchored and expanded, and then you move, boom, right back into, you know, that disruption phase again, oscillation phase, stabilization, integration. This is when you are accessing more of your innate intelligence, and that cycles through. You know, you cycle through those three, and then the mastery is identifying what phase you're in. This is why I'm offering this podcast, because I think it will help you guys to get clarity. That way you don't feel like you're lost. You're just kind of always detoxing and not really ever feeling like there's a reprieve. So recognize what phase you're in and then listen to your body and see what it needs. If you can just lay in Shavasana, literally, if you just lay on your back and allow yourself to rest and receive and can shut off your mind, that is a deeply restorative body integration practice. You don't have to go spend a bunch of money on everything all the time, 24/7, to have, you know, integration, acceleration, whatever. Just quite literally, presence is powerful. Laying on the ground, laying in nature, being in the forest, laying on the floor of your apartment, Shavasana, resting, turning off tech, giving yourself 20 minutes to dedicate to integration. Like, I am fully dedicating this time for integration. Thank you, body, so much for helping me, like, really moving into the gratitude of that. That was a big part of us, like, you know, with a toothbrush and soap, like, every single tile was just really looking at the detail of the tile and being like, wow, this is really beautiful. Like, someone had to actually put all this tile together. It's wild. And like the marble of just different buildings in Europe, and just really, really looking at the details of these things and the details around you and having deep appreciation for that. That is not available beyond the veil of time. Earth is very unique in this way because it is where we experience life. We get to see these things here. Beyond that, you're just awareness. Yes, you have knowledge, so much. You can see, know instantly. It's all telepathy. It's very exciting. It's very interesting. And you have all this knowledge and literally you have no reflection. There's nothing to share. There's nothing to experience that knowledge through. That's why Earth is really, really powerful. And most people have no idea why they're here or what they're doing. And you're here to understand why you made the decisions that you did and integrate as much as you can. Most feel right now a little confused, let's say, because you can't kind of what you've been doing before, especially those who have been healing and working on other people and have access to themselves, feel frustrated because you can't override right now. And I totally get that, because you're being asked to surrender and soften in a different way. So slow everything way, way, way down and bring the body into present time if this is what you're going through. So to move into stabilization faster, let's move into this part. Reduce cognitive resistance. So again, there's always a problem to solve, right? Like, why do I feel this way? Immediately moving into problem solution is a strategy that you've employed typically, probably, likely, right? To keep yourself safe. So moving from being mind-led, there's always, you know, the mind fights, right? It's seeking to understand and fix and keep itself in a stationary state of complacency. because it doesn't like change. The mind is just trying to keep you safe. It thinks it's working on your behalf and in your best interest, right? Remember that the brain works in three ways. It's qualitative and quantitative conditioning, repetition, patterns, and the environment. It thinks it's acting in your best interest. It doesn't know what it doesn't know. So your job is to basically mitigate risk, kind of, what is it called in management, where you manage expectations. You're trying to kind of manage the brain's expectations right now. It's like, it's okay, you're safe, I'm safe, this is just new information, and this is what we're going to do. So you have to kind of coach your mind in a minute, in a way, to look for change being a safe place instead of a scary one. So essentially, reducing cognitive resistance looks like moving away from being mind-led to being more body-led. So don't fight or look for a problem to solve, because that basically lengthens the oscillation phase. Just ask your body, what part of me is still holding on to this old frequency? And then this is where you start moving into being more body-led. And those of you who are experiencing pretty deep emotional swings right now, like sadness, despair, grief, depression, that's just, know that that is that the frequencies of those experiences are off-gassing, best way to say it. They're moving through you, okay? So allow them to discharge that, okay? Allow yourself to let go of what that is. So you're going to move from being mind-led to body-led as the second part. And then the third part is just to recognize where that last loop kind of came in. You're like, that was really interesting. How did this sadness come up? What was I present to right before this? You can kind of, yes, I know it's not looking for, you're not looking for a problem to solve. You're just looking for how, where am I recognizing? I want to recognize and like become aware of what happened right before I had this massive dip. Okay, where in the body is this being held? How can I let go of this? Thank you so much for this information. And then observe it and allow it to leave you. It's almost like you're going to move away from the energy. Again, I can't talk about being the observer enough. The body will tell you when it needs rest. You will feel it. You will be in a shutdown phase. You will be overwhelmed. You'll be in a state of functional freeze. You'll disassociate a little bit. There might be feelings of frustration. Or you're going to be like, yeah, I feel good. Or you just kind of feel most days where you wake up with kind of this background malaise. There's just this kind of meh where you're not really feeling a whole lot of joy. You kind of can't remember the last time you felt that. And you're also just like, yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to show up for this thing. And you're just kind of like, whatever. You're in a bit of this like resigned kind of meh. You're in a resignation period. That is a really clear indicator that you're in an oscillation phase. So to move into stability and integration, surrender, allow, soften, and then work on the body. Say, I understand. I get it. I'm just going to honor the body. What do you need? What do you need right now? Salt baths, slow everything way down, reduce what you're giving your attention to, re-listen to frequency meditations, give yourself some grace, love up on yourself. You haven't been here before. Like, you didn't come this far to only come this far. And remember that. So kind of as a frequency anchor, really focus on 0-point recalibration. So kind of allowing yourself to have fully integration or integrative experiences. So what does that look like? If you were going to say, right, moving into the if frequency, for those of you who are in the Pattern Academy, you guys are really going to be learning a lot of this. You're going to really be practicing this. This is the initiation phase, those who get into the Pattern Academy. You're going to ask yourself, if I could be fully anchored into the 0-point, what would that look like? You know, I allow my body, mind, and feel to fully stabilize into my upgraded frequency. You know, I trust the intelligence of my energy to recalibrate with ease. The oscillation phase is complete. Body, I give you full permission to release. It's kind of that's you being the creator and the architect of your life. And I kind of didn't get that mantra stuff a while, like back then. It just kind of sounded pretty too overly philosophical and kind of woo. And I was like, oh, but I get it. If you're the creator, you actually have to dictate. You actually have to give instruction. So if you were going to give your body instruction or allow yourself to listen to the body and then give it instruction and co-create with it, what would that look like for you? And then create that script. And that kind of becomes your own frequency anchor or 0-point recalibration phase. So again, just to recap, the three phases are the disruption phase, the oscillation phase, and the stabilization phase. To move into faster destabilization, you want to reduce the cognitive resistance. Instead of trying to fix the problem, move more into body intelligence. Listen to the body. Let it tell you what it needs. I know it sounds woo as fuck, but give it a shot. You have nothing else to lose. And then you want to recognize kind of what were the triggers right before you had this kind of big shift or big detox, or what was happening right before you kind of had these big dips or these big expansions. You kind of want to audit it, because right before you have these big expansions, that old information is going to try to pull you back in. So you might get, you know, you might clear a bunch of patterns around codependency, and like an old partner resurfaces seemingly out of nowhere, okay, to like want to make amends with you. You're like, right, right? So pay attention to things that surface kind of out of nowhere when you're really doing deeper work, because things will try to pull you back in right before they shoot you back out. Okay, so I want to talk about the gut. So the gut, the entire intestinal tract and digestive tract cycles itself cellularly every 90 days. So that this is why usually if you want to try to get down into a gut restorative process, you can do it in about 90 days. People can see some real significant shifts. So I would say focus on the digestive tract, focusing on that area, or let's say the solar plex area, when you're laying in Shavasana or doing integrative work, focus on reclaiming who you are in that area energetically and putting really good foods in your body to the best of your ability, right? Like not abusing yourself, sugars, alcohol, addictions, things like that. Please consider putting all that shit down. It's not good. Eventually, you're going to move into a heavy detox phase, cellular detox, which is going to be the next chapter, by the way. This chapter was, I think, on the Substack, where I got 21 or something. 22, you're going to get into body literacy, the next chapter. So next week, I talk all about that stuff. So look out for that if you don't have the physical copy. So focus on the gut. Focus on the gut. If it's not physically, right, then focus energetically on really anchoring yourself into the first and second parts of the body to facilitate faster integration. And I'm testing this with myself now, and I can say that it has been incredibly instructive and very grounding, and I can see the energetic shift within myself. And so it's very exciting. So focusing on the gut, you can actually move through those three phases very, very quickly. And you'll see that you'll start to work in 3 and 6 month windows, or like 3 and 6 week windows. And that number, these 3, 6, 9, of course, no accident, those are all part of Fibonacci, and those are very divine numbers. But you're going to start seeing how things happen in threes, or let's say you're starting to move through patterns or sequences in 3s and 6s and 9s, things like that. Or you're going to get like a hit where you might end up right in the middle, like right, you've got, let's say you get a lot of 4s, right? Pay attention to that, these types of these sequences that you typically have. Pay attention to that. Oh, it took me about 4 hours to integrate that pattern. It took me about, 4 weeks to kind of really get a handle on this last big clearing. It took me, it's taking me, let's say, this last 12 months or 9 months or 18 months to really, really solidify and integrate into this new leadership phase or whatever. Like, just kind of pay attention to the patterns and the sequences with how quickly you're moving through these particular phases. Okay, I'm going to answer a couple of questions and then we'll call it a wrap. Okay, so this question is good. This came in through Instagram. Can all physical ailments be energetically deleted at frequency level? This is a very good question, and I will say it's both and. So everything is a symptom of something else. Very important to know that if you have skin issues, if you have eczema, if you have fibromyalgia, if you're experiencing viruses like cancer or whatever, okay, all of those are a physical manifestation of an underlining pattern or program. Facts, okay? That is what I talk about when it comes to root cause issue. You've got to go into origin and see why your body is producing this virus as a strategy, okay? The body knows how to be dead center, okay? It is hardwired to survive at all costs and eradicate disease. That is what it is hardwired to do because we are nature bound. We are zero point frequency bound. Look at nature. It'll take one generation to get rid of the weakest link. It is constantly regenerating itself and optimizing itself. It is evolving for the highest evolutionary possibility. Okay, so our intelligence is also built to do that. Our bodies are built to do that. We are not going to produce cancer for optimal living. We're going to produce that to go, fuck, get this thing out of us. So I say that everything is a symptom of something else, and there's an underlining corresponding pattern that we need to get to at the level of frequency, work on the patterns, right? The subsequent transgenerational patterning, work on the resequencing, and then you've got to get likely some body support to say, hey, you're getting backup. This is what we've done. And these two systems have to come together now. This is essentially what becoming coherent is you're getting the spirit, the mind, the body, all of that to operate within a single originating, let's say, a resonant frequency bandwidth, kind of constantly oscillating, expanding, learning on itself all the time. You're getting those things to be in the same place at the same time. And that is, in essence, the entire role of what I'm doing here with you guys is to create more coherence, help you create more coherence. Your mind, your body, your spirit, your physicality, all the different planes of existence, all of how you reflect yourself from eternity, to be all in the same place at the same time. So when you're there, the more coherent you are, the less your body is going to produce that shit. And the happier you are, the more synchronicities you experience, the more joy, the more wonder, the more wow, I can really do this. This is kind of amazing. You have that deep moments of presence. I know that there's been moments for all of you where you've been so deeply present, you could identify and recall details that you didn't even know you could recall. So I will say it's both and. You want to clear at the level of frequency, and then you want to integrate that level of intelligence into the body space. You want to get everyone on the same page. Communication is key into between all of the bodies. And the sky is absolutely the limit when I tell you that new emerging fields of bioendocrinology, of quantum bioendocrinology, quantum psychosomatics, quantum psychology, you're going to start seeing all this stuff like quantum bio and, genealogy or whatever. You're just going to start to see a lot of these newer fields, quote unquote, emerging, because it's just what the future is holding. We're reverting back to a level of truth and then seeing it and recognizing it as if we've known it and meeting it for the first time. This is kind of this cycle of where we are. And in the next podcast, I am going to talk about more of this, what was revealed to me in the Christ Consciousness called about revelations, and cycling through the next 20 years of what you're going to see in terms of technology and where humanity is now. I got a very, very clear architecture on that. And it's interesting because if you look at, let's say, just as a side note, the Bible as literature or the Quran as literature, they're all metaphors for how the reality is working and what is to come. And so knowingly, unknowingly, the information is all there. Always, whether or not it's physical or within your DNA, this synchronicity and this merging and us coming together is the theme. Coherence is the theme. So no matter what you want to create in your life, make coherence the goal. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all next time.